The first of our principles has to do with the nature of God. The nature of God. God is nothing at all like men have been taught that God is. As a matter of fact, there is no such God as the vast majority of mankind are worshiping. That is why there is so little fruitage from their prayers. You know that if there were such a God, as men pray to, all of the tens of millions and probably billions of prayers that have been uttered for peace would have been answered by now. I'm sure that all of the prayers that have been uttered for food for the poverty-stricken countries would have been answered. The prayers are sincere enough. The people who pray are certainly sincere and honest. The sad thing is, they're praying to a non-existent God, and so they cannot receive an answer. And they can pray, as they have for the last 5,000 years, to this unknown God. And if they do, there will be just as many wars in the future as there have been in the past, just as much poverty, just as much of man's inhumanity to man. The world will have to find the true nature of God before it can know how to pray to God. And one thing is certain. 5,000 years of history have proven this, that praying to God for health or for supply or for wealth or for home or for peace on earth is a profitless pastime. It's a thorough waste of time. There is no God answering such prayers. If men wish to know God and to receive answers from God, they will have to wipe out the past 5,000 years of history and teachings about God and begin to seek for something that the vast majority of religions have not discovered. And that is, what is God? And what is the nature of God? And how do you approach God? And how do you receive answers to prayer? As you study the writings of this Infinite Way message, you will discover what has been revealed to me about the nature of God. And always remember that you are not asked to accept that. It is merely presented to you as that which has revealed itself to me, and now you can take this revelation and experiment with it, work with it, try it, and see if you cannot bring some response into your experience. You see, the mere fact that Jesus had his experience with God and received answers to his prayers hasn't helped the rest of the world, because the rest of the world hasn't done likewise. And merely reading about his experience will not accomplish it for the world, not even hearing sermons about it. One must go and do likewise. And so it is. Regardless of the nature of my experience with God, And regardless of what that experience has done and is doing with my life and with the lives of so many students who are following this way, even that will mean nothing to you, except in proportion as you go and do likewise. In other words, if you can experiment, if you can follow the work as it has been outlined in our work, until you find for yourself whether or not it is true, then you can begin to bring these experiences into your life. Now, one of the very earliest revelations that came to me regarding the nature of God is that it's a waste of time to ask God for anything at any time, because God isn't withholding it. If God were withholding it, then there might be some reason to go to God and say, God, let loose. Give me my help. Give me my supply. Give me a home. Give us peace on earth. But before you can ask that, you must actually believe that God is withholding it. And that came clear, very clear to me, that God is not withholding anything from this universe. He's not withholding the sunshine in the daytime or the moon at night. He's not withholding rain or stars or moon. He's not withholding the cattle on 1,000 hills. He's not withholding the crops in the ground. He's not withholding the fish in the sea or the birds in the air. He's not withholding the incoming and outgoing tides. He's not withholding days and nights. Why is it that no one prays for these things? Because it is so well established that God is not withholding these things from the earth. Then why believe that God is withholding health or success or happiness or peace on earth? And the answer is, God isn't. God isn't withholding these things, and therefore God does not have it within God's power to answer such prayers. Oh yes, your child may come to you and ask for a dollar, but that's only because you didn't hand out the dollar before the child knew it had the need. You were withholding it. But that isn't God. That isn't God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's rain falls on the just and the unjust. God is no respecter of persons. God's hand is not shortened that it has lost its power. No, God is not withholding anything from anybody for any reason. Now, here comes a strange word too, reason. Reason, for any reason. If this world had not been taught from the Hebrew scriptures, if any church on the face of the world, on the face of the globe, had accepted the Christian scriptures, the message of Jesus Christ, the world would not be suffering from self-condemnation, from guilt complex, from the fear of God. And that's one of the most common diseases on earth, the fear of God. God's wrath, God's punishment, God's vengeance, what God does to sinners. But you see, God doesn't. That teaching grew in the minds of the ancient Hebrews long before true spiritual enlightenment came to human consciousness. But it was wiped out when Jesus Christ gave his message to the world. His entire teaching says, "Neither do I condemn thee." And he was talking in God's name. He took the thief on the cross right into paradise with him that night without waiting for any long periods of retribution, punishment, vengeance. It didn't take him 2 seconds to forgive the woman taken in adultery. It didn't take him very long to forgive Judas Iscariot, or Peter, who denied him 3 times, or Thomas, who doubted him. None of these were held in bondage to their sins by the Master. If he taught that we should forgive 70 times 7, and that we should pray for our enemies, what do you think his God did? No. Everyone who suffers from a guilt complex, everyone who is fearing God's wrath, everyone who is fearing that God is now or may at some future time in this world or the next world punish them for some sin of omission or commission has never accepted the teaching of Jesus Christ. They are still living back in the Hebrew Testament with a God of wrath, a God of vengeance. Even those people who pray in war times that our enemy be destroyed, even they are back in the Hebrew Testament. It is only the Jewish God who destroyed our enemies, not the Christian God, not the God of Jesus Christ. You will never imagine Jesus Christ saying, "Please destroy Judas Iscariot for me," or "the Jewish Sanhedrin who are doing these terrible things to me." Oh no, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." "Put up thy sword." Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. And so the very first thing that we have to do on the spiritual path, more especially if we hope for the actual experience of God realization, is at least accept God. Not some ancient concept of God, but the God that has been revealed as love. That's the God we must accept. The God of love. The God that does not punish, but that even if we deserve punishment, would hasten to forgive us. Your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things, and it is his good pleasure to give them to you. That must include forgiveness. So you see that unless you come to know the nature of God as love, until you come to know the nature of God as a giving God, a bestowing God, an expressing God, unless you come to realize that just as God is pouring out this sun, moon, and stars, and the tides, and the times, and the weather, so is God pouring forth every good thing into expression, until you grasp that as the nature of God, you will not know how to pray, because your prayers will still have something of the nature of wanting something from God, expecting something from God, or believing that God is withholding it, or fearing that God will withhold it for punishment. All of this must be eradicated from your thought before you can come into even the first stage of God awareness. Until you can see the pure nature of God as good. You're not yet realizing the one God that really is.